Research update, March 31st. Special research catalog update. Containment unit, 17 beta. Region, 45-114. We have two specimens in 17 beta classified as humanoid semi-aquatic creatures. Their skin and features are nearly all black, including their eyes. They have nearly imperceptible ridges along their limbs that hold air. This allows for extended periods underwater. Tests have indicated they prefer to eat as carnivores, particularly meats that are decaying or rotted. We've collected samples from their habitat. The areas in and around the water are silty clay that break down organic proteins, potentially high in lye-like alkalines. The bottom of the lake, where we found these two specimens, shows significant levels of calcium and nitrogen. This suggests that they break down bone matter by burying or sinking it into the bottom sediment. They appear to be a communal species. Attempts to separate were met with the loss of at least three top security personnel. Containment unit 32-1-alpha, region 38-1. The specimens are contained in a large structure resembling a small house. I say contained loosely as they appear to have the ability to come and go at will. Testing has suggested they are temporally transient, yet none of the tests show signs of transitional radiation or changes in actual presence of mass when they appear or disappear. Accurate or definable observations are limited. Their physical appearance resembles a human draped in dark gray fabric. Physical measurements have thus far been impossible. Attempts to touch the specimen with inorganic objects causes the object to change phase, such as lab equipment liquidating or tools vaporizing and then resettling into globs of raw material. Two scientists were remanded to emergency care after they touched the specimen and their synthetic polymer suits liquidated and rehardened, sealing shut their mouth, nose, and ears. The containment unit still holds the remains of an attempted robotic evaluation in the form of an amorphous metal blob near the entrance. One attempt at organic contact was made by a lab assistant. The results are classified. However, it is important to note that significant changes to security protocols have been made since. Containment Unit 7-4A-Theta, Region 31-35. This unit contains a single 2-foot-long feather. It is notable that this feather, while separated from the primary entity, still appears to respond to stimuli as if it's still attached to its sensory organs. Hovering at about 6 feet from the base of the containment cell, the feather is nearly unmovable. At first glance, the feather appears to be floating and glows a soft gold color. I say first glance because excessive monitoring of any form has led to severe reaction in viewers. Even electronic monitoring appears to be riddled with errors. Containment of the feather occurred through a series of unusual circumstances that we still do not fully understand. Upon arriving at the extraction site, one security personnel fell into an immediate fit of weeping. They were inconsolable and uttered words that appeared to be of a Hebrew dialect. At other times, they spoke in what may have been a very ancient form of Arabic. After some time, they collapsed, and while they were unconscious, they were carried away. The feather followed them back to the lab and has not moved since. That personnel has since left the organization. Records indicate the reason for leaving was listed as spiritual awakening. Full spectrum analysis attempts of the feather have been inconclusive, or perhaps more accurately, elusive. The structure, makeup, and method of light emission match no known anything. Literally nothing else about it is remotely of Earth.